This is the Novice Novelist Podcast, episode 30.
Join us in a world where creativity thrives, ideas come to life, and dreams become a reality. Welcome, listeners, to the Novice Novelist Podcast.
All right, welcome back to the Novice Novelist Podcast. We actually have a new set of students. It's a new school year. So this is the creative writing crew. This is the class of 2022 this year. So each of them have been assigned an episode, and today's episode was created by senior Daniel Webster. So before we get started, I'm going to have Daniel introduce yourself, and then we have a special guest that will introduce themselves as well. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Daniel, and I do love writing here, so that's about it.
All right, and you're senior, correct? Yes, okay. Senior. And then our special guest is Dre. Dre, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Dre. I'm a freshman at the school.
Freshman. Okay. And are you friends with Daniel?
Yes.
Awesome.
I met them through theater.
Okay. Very cool. All right. So Daniel, why don't you go ahead and tell us about the idea you came up with for this episode, and then we'll kind of run with it from there.
All right. So my idea is that we were going to talk about our favorite horror novel, favorite horror poet, and stuff like that.
Yes. So in the spirit of Halloween, I think Halloween was just a couple days ago.
Yes.
We are going to talk about some spooky stories today. So to get started, why don't each of you tell us your favorite horror novel or story that exists out there?
My favorite horror novel is Anna Dressed in Blood. I read it for my freshman year and I fell in love with the book. It's a really good one. It's horror, but also a little bit of romance with it.
Okay.
And I don't really do romance books, but it was really good.
Okay. Did you read that for a class? Did you just read it for fun?
It was for credit, but it was like you got to choose your own book.
Gotcha.
So that's the book I chose.
Okay. And Dre, what's your favorite?
My favorite book, I don't remember the author, but it's Family Sins. I bought it in seventh grade, and it was really good. It was a good experience because I got it for my birthday that year. And yeah.
Okay. And what was it called again?
Family Sins.
Family Sins. Nice. Okay. So one thing in creative writing we talk about a lot is we read a lot of Stephen King's book called On Writing. And obviously when you're talking about horror authors, I think Stephen King is near the top or one of the best out there. Have you read any Stephen King novels?
I have not read any of his books.
Okay.
So.
Have you seen any of the movies?
I have seen the movies.
Which ones?
I think I watched the original, like the 19...
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what year, but I watched that It, and then I watched the newer It along with the chapter 2.
Okay. If you ever get a chance to read It, it is better than the movies. The original film was better than the new ones, in my opinion, but the book, really, really great. Have you read any Stephen King?
Yeah, recently I just finished the Doctor Sleep and the Shining sequel.
Oh, okay.
I don't really watch movies that often, but I think the first one I watched was The Shining.
Shining is like a classic horror film. Yeah, classic. That's one where people say like the movie is as good as the book.
No,
you
not.
Disagree. Okay.
I disagree.
Yes.
There's a lot of missed details in the book that aren't in the movies.
Yes.
So it's like, it doesn't, if you read the book, it does not sound like the movie at all.
Yeah. A good one that we actually, so Stephen King, a lot of people don't know, he wrote a ton of short stories too, not just the novels. In fact, a lot of kids, and we have an audience of the creative writing class in here, have probably seen the movie Children of the Corn. That's Stephen King, and that's a short story. We actually read it later on this year. Children of the Corn, which was made into a terrifying movie a long time ago. So if you've ever seen Children of the Corn, that's actually a Stephen King short story that we read down the road. Okay, so let's have this kind of take it in the direction you two want to take it. Do any of you have any poems or movies or anything else where you're just like, man, if we're talking about spooky stories, this just does it for me. Like, this is one of the greatest scary stories, movies, books, whatever. Yes.
I actually have a favorite Edgar Allan Poe poem.
Ah.
Which is, I don't remember how to pronounce the title, but it's the one where he seals him behind the wall.
It's not Telltale Heart, right?
No,
it's because that's in the wood underneath him.
Yeah, he like tricks him down and to thinking there's wine, I believe it was.
Yes.
And then he seals him behind the wall.
Mm-hmm.
That is one of my favorite ones. I really love that one.
Yeah.
So.
What about you, Dre?
I don't really like poems that much. I usually write my own poems. But the one, we did read Edgar Allan Poe a couple days ago in Mrs. Fodds. And it was Annabelle Lee.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a good, I thought it was nice.
Yeah. There's actually, So we have this amusement park by us called Cedar Point. And I don't know, audience, again, I would ask you, have any of you seen the dramatic readings of Edgar Allan Poe at Halloweekends? So they have like this Halloween event and you can go into this like glass blowing theater and they have this one man act out. I think it's Telltale Heart. And he is in like a straitjacket and he's like, he seems like a complete like psychopath and he really does a good job of freaking you out when he does it. But he does a one man reading of the poem and it's actually pretty cool. It's like 10 minutes long, but it's a really cool kind of visual interpretation of that poem, which is awesome. Okay, so, you know, let's kind of conclude with this. We talked about some horror books, movies, poem. What's your favorite part about the Halloween season? I think this episode is all about spooky season. What's your favorite thing about the Halloween season?
I'd have to say my favorite part is, first off, free candy when you go trick-or-treating. So, and probably just like the nice festive feel and kind of also getting to scare little kids.
Okay.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah. So I like the most part of Halloween. I like dressing up and actually being able to be myself, which I can do in the house that I live in. But, you know, I have that. But then also the scary stuff, because that's the one thing me and my dad talk about. Horror movies, horror books, all that. He's not really interested in a lot of stuff I'm interested in. So when we actually get to sit down and talk about it, we correlate a lot and just have really deep conversations about everything.
Nice. Did you two dress up for Halloween?
I did, yes.
What were you, Daniel?
I was Minx from Gem and the Holograms.
Okay. And what were you, Dre?
Me and my friend decided to go as the cast from Zootopia.
Oh.
That was Nick Wilde.
Okay. I gotcha. All right. Well, any last thoughts from either of you? Mm-hmm. All right. So once again, we really appreciate Daniel. This is actually our like initial episode of this year. So we appreciate you taking that on and putting together this first episode in the spirit of Halloween. So we thank you for listening. Please like, subscribe, and share. And we will see you next time on the Novice Novelist Podcast. Have a good one.
Thanks for listening to the Novice Novelist Podcast. Please subscribe and share and tune in every week to hear more Port Clinton High School students become the Novice Novelists.